It is Monday, February 1st. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
A group of so-called moderate Republicans has filed a pitiful appeal for a measly compromise bill in place of the sweeping aid package Democrats have planned. Will Joe Biden listen to them? We'll see. Meanwhile, just before his second impeachment trial, former President Donald Trump's legal team is crumbling. And lastly, John Weaver, a former Republican strategist and co-founder of the centrist spin shop The Lincoln Project, is accused by 21 different men of sexual impropriety and harassment in an extensive New York Times article.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Here's the deal. The Democrats control the House. They control the Senate and the presidency. But what one group of Republicans wonder is, what if they could have a little power too? A group of so-called moderate Republicans, including Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney, sent a letter to President Joe Biden on Sunday pleading him for a compromise stimulus bill that would pass the Senate without any procedural maneuvers, fearing that Democrats would, you know, competently use their power and bypass the filibuster to pass a sweeping stimulus bill and actually help people. To be clear here, the Democrats are in control. They do not have to listen to the groveling moderate Republicans who are asking Biden to simply slash unemployment aid and further tweak direct stimulus payments to serve even fewer people. They don't have to do that. And yet, here we are. Biden has previously indicated that he was open to further means testing on the direct payments, and we've already seen how fast the Democrats move the goalposts on $1,400 payments instead of $2,000 ones. So what the question now becomes is an actually somewhat helpful stimulus bill more important to the Biden administration, or do they think that curing the elusive moderate Republican consensus is a better strategy going forward? I certainly know it sounds to me like a better strategy, but then again, I'm not Joe Biden. Have you been enjoying the AM Quickie, relatively free of the Trump administration depravity and shenanigans? Well, we were too. But we're going to hit you with one of those little blasts from the past today. That's because Trump's legal team is absolutely imploding in advance of his second impeachment trial. The Washington Post reports that five lawyers quit Trump's defense team just over the weekend. According to the Post, the lawyers quit because Trump was insistent that they structure his case around the argument that he actually won the election. In other words, the big man himself wanted to lean hard into the baseless, pathetic conspiracies, while his legal team wanted him to instead argue that impeaching a president who has left office is unconstitutional. The second argument would probably be a lock to make sure Trump gets off the hook. The first one? I guess we'll see. Trump replaced the departing lawyers with two more chumps, assumedly willing to play out his intensely dumb strategy in front of the Senate. The devastating thing about all this is it'll probably still work. The Democrats probably aren't going to get the 17 Republican votes they need to actually convict Trump, no matter how bad his legal case is, because the Republican Party does not care in any way about things like crimes or laws. But still, it's nice to know that Trump hasn't gotten any smarter once he left the Oval Office.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
A new report by the New York Times alleges that John Weaver, a longtime Republican strategist and co-founder of the centrist conservative PR shop, The Lincoln Project, acted inappropriately and sexually harassed 21 young men throughout his career in politics. The article contends that Weaver, quote, exploited his power, in the words of one victim, to groom men as young as 14, often pursuing them aggressively through text and DM conversations, asking about intimate physical details, hinting at sexual acts. The harassment and grooming did not lead to actual physical encounters, fortunately, except for that one case the Times reported was consensual. None of the men involved alleged that Weaver did anything criminal, fortunately, but the sheer number of accusers does suggest his behavior was part of a dangerous predatory pattern. Remember, this is a guy who was at the time a big name in Republican politics, a top advisor to John McCain in 2000 and 2008, to John Kasich in 2016. Weaver issued a statement on the allegations in mid-January, acknowledging inappropriate messages and apologizing if he had made anyone uncomfortable. Standard response, in other words. The rest of the Lincoln Project's leadership, for their part, is throwing their co-founder under the biggest bus possible, releasing a statement claiming that they were not aware of Weaver's behavior until just a few months ago, calling him, quote, a predator, a liar, and an abuser, end quote. That all may be true, but it's highly unlikely that any of Weaver's cronies at the organization were blissfully unaware of his predatory double life.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
What will it take to get Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Congress? Representative Cori Bush, a new progressive legislature, has moved her office location with Speaker Nancy Pelosi's permission and support after a disturbing altercation with that conspiracy-obsessed congresswoman. In Russia, government police forces cracked down on protests in support of opposition leader Alex Navalny, who was jailed by Vladimir Putin's regime after surviving an assassination attempt. Thousands of protesters were arrested after facing brutal assaults on the streets, something many Americans are pretty familiar with at this point. Don't lose sight of the GameStop stock story this week. As we could see, with markets opening on Monday, how likely the day-trading Reddit army is to successfully put a squeeze on the hedge fund short sellers. Democratizing the stock market isn't going to really change the status quo in America, but it sure is nice to see the suits get a bit of sweaty. But it sure is nice to see the suits get a bit sweaty every once in a while. And finally, after the start of the pandemic recession last year, the heads of Exxon and Chevron discussed a merger, which would bring the two biggest descendant companies of John D. Rockefeller's famous Standard Oil monopoly back together into, well, not a monopoly this time, we swear. Federal regulators broke up Standard Oil the first time, so we can only hope that they won't be too excited to let it get back together.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon live at noon on the Majority Report, or even later, wherever your podcasts are served.